Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. We're going to be in the studio for 2 hours. Dr. Jill Hubbard will be joining me shortly, one of the wisest women on the planet here. And if you want to join myself and Jill, well, you can do that by calling 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And let me mention, yesterday we had on Max Lucado. We were talking about happiness. And we're going to be doing a conference here October the 12th. In October. It's the 5th of October. 12 Steps to Happier. Hope that you can attend. It's in Southern California. So please come and join us. Till Jill is in, and that'll be after the break, I've got Larry Sonnenberg here. Larry, we talked about our auction for the first time yesterday. Let's tell people about it, our little creative attempt to raise support to help people get the help they need.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to do if you've ever been to a silent auction, that's what this really is, but it's online. And we have a lot of neat things, a lot of good things. The way it's going to work is it's going to last a week. On Monday morning, it'll go up. It'll last until the following Monday. That's Monday the 23rd. It goes up, and it closes on Monday the 30th in the evening. And so you go in and you make your bids. And the highest, in order to bid, you have to give us a credit card number. And the credit card will not be charged unless you're the winning bid. The other thing is, the way silent auctions work in person is the person who comes in at the very last minute of the timing of the auction and makes the last bid walks away and kind of sneaks their bid in at the end.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, and you can do that online, except if somebody bids in the last 5 minutes, the auction will be extended 5 minutes, and the person who had the previous high bid will be notified that they had just been outbid, so they get another chance to bid.
Yeah. So it's just another way of supporting us. All of the things have been given to us. And so when you bid on something and acquire it, all of that money goes to help somebody else get the help that they need. Pretty cool.
And just since we put out an email yesterday announcing the bid, we've had a few people contact us that want to donate some things towards the auction. So if that interests you, let us know. We've got some real good creative things. Steve's done some artwork.
Yeah.
We have some sculptures from people who have sculpted them.
You shouldn't talk about those in the same sentence, though, because those sculptures are professional. Although I am a professional artist because I sold a painting for $75 at a garage sale. So that puts you in the category of a professional. But boy, these sculptures of the Apostle Paul. Isn't that a bust of the Apostle Paul?
Yeah, that is. Yes.
And John the Baptist.
Right. And John Wayne.
And John, his distant cousin, John Wayne.
A lot of camera equipment. Some great lenses, great camera, some really good stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to have Jill on here when we come back. We'll go to your calls at 1-800-229-3000. But what do they need to do if they want to be part of that auction?
If they go online to our website, they'll find a link to go to the auction to look at the pages of all the different items. And then on Monday, they can register and start bidding.
So please help us. It's just all part of helping us help others. Maybe you're not able to reach out and help everybody you want to help. That's what we're here for.
And we still need gifts. We still need folks to make donations this week, this month, next week. So if you have been giving, thank you. If you can make another gift, thank you. We deeply appreciate that. And consider joining Club New Life as well, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's going slow this month. We need to pick it up.
We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Back, Dr. Jill Hubbard's in the house, and we've got phone calls lined up, 1-800-229-3000. I got a wonderful note from somebody, Jill, saying, I am on a healing journey. I've been on a healing journey with your program, and I just started the book, Secrets Women Keep.
Aww.
And she says, what another revelation in my life. And this person is going to join me, she's also saying, Finding Freedom in Dallas this weekend.
Oh, great.
Love to have anybody else to come and join us. You can still get in 1-800-NEW-LIFE for that. And to join this next caller and all the other callers, 1-800-229-3000. That is our phone number. And, well, let's go to, how about Joanna, Washington, D.C., WAVA. That's the station she listens to.
Hi
there. How are you? Hi.
Oops,
how's it going?
My phone's acting up. I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the question for us?
Great. Thank you. I actually had a two-pronged comment earlier in the week. A young man called in who was so distressed about Pastor Wilson committing suicide. And
yes.
Having contemplated suicide, it really hit home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment came from... I was told by the wisest pastor I've ever dealt with concerning another person that had committed suicide, and the question always arises, was the person, you know, did they go to heaven after that? And this pastor told me, he said, well, if God wouldn't send one of his children to hell because they had a stick in their stomach, he wouldn't send them to hell because they were sick in their brain.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which I thought was really helpful. And then in regards to my own contemplation of suicide, I would urge anybody, when I came to the point of just seriously contemplating that, one night as I sat in my room, I asked the Lord, well, why shouldn't I just come home and be with you now? Why can't I take my life?
Hmm.
And I heard very gently, it's not yours to take, I purchased you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, Joanna.
Yep. And that
very good insights.
I hope that helps someone. So you guys are a blessing, and have a good afternoon. Thanks for letting me interject there.
Well, hey, we're glad that you didn't do something on impulse,
mm-hmm.
and that because you didn't, now look at God has used you to encourage somebody else in their own struggle.
So yeah, we certainly don't want to get in the way of God's plan for us, right?
That's right.
And step in front and take things into our own hands. And so it's not, you're right, it's not ours to take. And I felt so bad for the gentleman that called, because this pastor had helped him in that community. And, and you know, was thinking about the pastor and how he had a unique perspective perspective because yeah. of what he struggled with to really help those people. But one of the right. cautions right. of people who help others is that you also have to be able to receive the help and not feel like you're so called to help others that you can't be vulnerable.
Yeah, and you so, must know your limits.
Right, right.
And just taking all that and never, ever having good input for you, that's a huge, big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. And, you know, Healing is a Choice is a great book to help you not do that. And Take Your Life Back is another one to help you not do that. And if you're contemplating, don't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let yourself go there
right.
and do it today. It's not the right thing. And the aftermath for all those left behind is really, really rough. It's just one of the toughest things that anybody has to deal with. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number here, and we would love to have you join us. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Beth, Boise, Idaho. Hi, Beth, and welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I am recently married over a year, and my question is, we keep getting letters from my husband's ex, and my thought was to possibly write a letter and just state, Jim, and he would sign it, I am remarried, and I'm going on with my life, and I'm going to be relocating, so please don't contact me. And, of course, he was quite upset about that idea that I had and said that it would just open up a can of worms. And I'm going, well, speaking the truth is, why would that be a problem, especially if it is over in her eyes? So
yeah.
I thought I would call and just see what you guys said or thought about that.
Yeah. Okay, let me start by saying this, and then we'll hear from Jill. A can of worms has been opened. And it was opened when he was reluctant to respond to her as you have asked, as you've wanted him to respond, which is the responsible response, that we move on, that we ask not to be contacted, and in fact, that we do something else. We change our cell phone provider and number, our email address. We make sure there's no way that contact can be made, especially, you know, and I'm talking about, and I'm assuming there aren't children
right.
involved. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so if they don't have children together, they don't need to be in contact with each other ever. And you could even say to her, he could say to her, "I'm changing my cell number. I'm changing my email address. If there is for some reason, whatever it might be, that you have to contact me, then you contact my wife, and she will determine whether or not I need to know that information."
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. Jill, your thoughts.
Okay, well, yeah, I have a slightly different thought. First of all, were they married? Is this second
yeah.
marriage for you guys? Okay.
It is our third marriage.
Okay. Okay, and I'm wondering, you know, the nature of the letters, was she, like, did she want the divorce? Did he want the divorce? Is it her trying to hang on and you feel like still, you know, have some kind of emotional connection to him? Or do they have any entanglements, any business entanglements, things that need to be discussed?
The business part, I don't know about.
Okay.
He has just related that she is bipolar.
Okay.
He worked on this for some time, mm-hmm. and He even just said, I'm done, signed them. They were married by a minister.
Okay.
And so it was not through a state, but he did sign a document saying divorce. But she has contacted him, and so I think maybe the emotional connection
okay.
might still be there.
Okay.
But he is just done.
Okay. Okay, so this is where, like what Steve is saying, a boundary needs to be set. I just wanted to clarify that, because especially, like Steve, you said, if there's children, well, you have to have contact, and then that would be unrealistic,
sure.
Beth, to think that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But some clear kind of boundary, you know, and if there are business issues, yeah, you know, that either to go through you or to have a third party if there's a lawyer or something.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I would have him write it in a very nice way, even though I wasn't sounding very nice. I was very stern.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just to
yeah.
be nice. Hey, I understand, and it's hard to move on sometimes, but I have, and here's the reality. And so we really can't have any more contact.
Well, and Beth, I think first of all, though, you're wanting him to stand up and own something instead of just avoid. And so perhaps that conversation needs to happen first.
He did write that letter, and he said, I have remarried and moved on with my life. I am relocating, so please do not contact me. And he signed it. But I just didn't want to think that it was just a woman to a woman, or
right.
I don't feel jealous about it, but I just wondered if it was also unfair to her, for her to maybe think that there
right.
might be a possibility.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's.
I had a question.
Okay, so he's
yeah.
written that. I think he needs to sit with that. You both need to sit with it, pray about it, you know, and make sure that this is what he's really wanting to do, so it doesn't cause
yeah.
a problem between the two of you.
Right. All right. I hope that's helpful. And, man, it really is important that he stand up for you and for the privacy that you both need. You just don't want to be worried if tomorrow, another day, she's going to be in touch with you. So just be
mm-hmm.
willing to do whatever it takes. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Julie, Denver, Colorado. KRKS is the station. Hi, Julie. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we're right here.
All right. My question for you is there any advice you can give my husband and myself? Anything we can do other than, you know, we just let the kids know that we're there for them and that we love them. But we adopted a sibling group of three over 10 years ago through social services. They were extremely abused and neglected. Their parents were meth addicts. They were our foster children. And we tried to help the parents. We developed a relationship with them and tried to help them, you know, by taking them to church, et cetera. The kids were sent back home. The same things happened. They were sent back to us. The parental rights were being taken away. And the parents stood up in court and said they wanted the kids to come to us. All they asked for was an open adoption. Social services said they do not advocate open adoptions, nor do they do them. That was between us, and we did try to do that, but the kids were all diagnosed with complex PTSD, amongst other things. And every time
so
we
what's
tried
the,
to have
what's
visits,
the big dilemma now? What's the big dilemma
okay,
you're into?
Okay, so
now?
Every time we tried to have visits, they'd have, you know, severe reactions. So, you know, we quit the visits, and when they were older, they asked for visits. We did them in a safe place, in a counselor's office. Just a lot of things have happened. But now the bios, okay, so I still have the youngest one. We still have the youngest one with us, and the bios are telling us that they're going to make sure that the kids have nothing to do with us. And they're trying to poison them against us, and the youngest doesn't want anything to do with them, and it's putting our family in a really a bad position, because the older two are, you know, 19 and 21, and the mom thinks that I'm poisoning the younger one against her, and I'm not. And, you know, we have another little boy that we adopted and a bio daughter, and it's really affecting them. It's affecting
okay,
our
so,
whole family.
Yeah, I could see why. What's the question that you have for us?
what can I do other than, you know, just let the kids know I love them, I'm there for them. I've honored my youngest's wishes. She asked me not to communicate with the bio mom. I tried to, even though I couldn't let them, like, see him and stuff because of the reactions, or I only could let him see him in counselor's office. I tried to keep it as open as possible by sending weekly updates, sending pictures, sending gifts from the kids, et cetera.
Right.
And the youngest has told me she does not want me to do that, and I feel I should honor her wishes.
Yeah, she's how old now?
She's 17.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
They kept pressuring her, and now they're pressuring our son to get her to come back to their family, and she wrote the mom herself and asked the mom to lay off.
What agency is involved? A third-party agency?
Social services, and we went back to them, and they sent a counselor out to the house and worked with us and the youngest, but they don't have any. We've been through years and years of counseling,
I believe me,
with all the kids, with everything. Constant.
And so you're wanting to know from us, I mean, you've been through this from the legal perspective, you're wanting to know from us what specifically?
What should I do other than letting the kids know I love them, I'm there for them? It's tearing our whole family apart.
Yeah.
Just a really
heartache.
Sad situation.
All right. When we come back, we'll give you some help on this, and I'm really sorry for what you're having to go through. You are listening to New Life Live. We'll be back with more right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I'll tell you, these are tough situations, and you just give everything you have to a child, and then somebody steps in and just makes it so difficult. Jill, were talking at the break. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of complex PTSD for everyone, Julie, in the family, right? Because, I mean, you really gave it your best shot to help these parents and help these kids and to keep it open in the communication. But the fact that these parents lost their kids to begin with means they're not well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the
right.
fact that every time you tried to the reunification, it didn't work. Now, it's understandable that the parents would want their kids back, that would want to keep trying, right? It's also understandable that the kids may or may not want to connect with them. Because, you know,
the older two do.
Yeah,
and they were much older when we adopted them, and
right.
I understand that.
Of course, you didn't adopt them from birth, right? So there's
right.
that biological
right.
connection, that need to know, that wanting to be loved, that fulfillment of the fantasy, right? That
I got it,
that
yeah.
goes for some kids. So
yeah.
this is like a grieving process for you. This may
yeah.
only be for a season. They're young, 19 and 21. If these parents are still not healthy, they're going to disappoint them and let them down. And so I think you're right to let them know you're there for them, you know, if and when they need you, and that you miss them, that your heart is breaking, but that you also understand their need to try to connect. And that may be hard for you to say because there may be, you know, a
no,
part of you that says, I don't understand.
That's exactly what I've done.
Okay.
And I've let them know that we're here.
Right.
Always.
Right.
But I love them no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that it will probably continue to be a revolving door. I don't know at
yeah.
what point, but I think your stability that you've given them a chance at a better life. And as they mature, I think they're really going to see that and understand that and figure out a way, you know, back around. So I think it's going to mm-hmm. come back full circle, Julie, but it's really hard in the midst of it. And that's where, okay, so God has these other children in your midst and you're respecting, you know, the 17-year-old's wishes. I think that's fair. She doesn't have to choose to follow her siblings. And she can
right.
just tell them, I'm not ready. I'm not wanting that at this time, maybe in the future.
Well, here's one of those situations where, you know, the best intentions, the best motives, and what is the end result? It's difficulty, it's struggle, it's pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this concept of acceptance is so important. Okay, this is what we're dealing with. Now, the better that I can accept it as this horrible reality, the more likely I'm going to stay healthy and be able to help these kids get through it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to see happen. So I want you to hang in there.
Cry
hard.
And grieve and hug your other children and pray for all of them and, you know, go through this together as a family.
That's right. All right. I really let me send you this Take Your Life Back. I hope it's good for you. And I
mm-hmm.
think anything that you can do to connect and show connectability through the struggle versus, you know, running down the other parties and all of that kind of explanation and stuff, but just try to
mm-hmm.
be the compassionate person. Here's
that's
something
consistent.
That, you know, my wife always says this, it's never failed. Always try to be the adult in the room. Not easy for some
mm-hmm.
of us to always do that, but that's the
you
way.
You know, and it's
I
kind of
God
like,
works.
Well, yeah, and you're like the dock, you know, that's attached and that's grounded. But they're the ones that are kind of bobbing in the water, and they will keep looking back to the dock, right? And so right now they're out there
so
kind
true.
Of bobbing around, but eventually they'll come back to shore.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm really glad she called. Take Your Life Back, coming your way. Hope it'll be helpful to you. By the way, a gift of any amount, I'm going to send you a brand new book. It's Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. This solves everything. Don't you want your kids and grandkids to know about the Bible? Yes. Don't you want them to think you're cool and really understand the need for the Bible to be interesting and fun and funny? It's all right here. And here's the message. Jesus didn't just show up on Christmas in a barn. He's been here from the beginning, and it's a fantastic wonderful book. I know your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews will love it. I'll send it to you for a gift of any amount. Let's go to Andrew, Morristown, Tennessee. WRJZ is the station. Hi there.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's
Hello?
Going on? Yeah, we're right here. How are you?
I'm fine. I called quite a few years ago, and I think that call ended with a sharply divided court there.
never. Never
yeah.
happened. We always agree on everything.
Well, the only person that was really nice to me was either Jill or Alice. I can't really remember,
yeah.
but thank you.
Everybody's pretty mean other than that. All right.
Well, okay, so I have two questions, but the opening defining situation is for the last 10 years now, 11 years actually, I've been traveling and working with teenage girls, which just sounds outrageous. And the last time I called, everyone had a conniption fit. So what happens is these girls, they always want to talk about really deep things. And this, for years, when you know, they talk about boyfriends, and you know, if the subject of pornography came up, I would say, you know, if this guy is into pornography, just walk away because you can't fix him. And nowadays, it seems like if I tell these girls,
all right, hold on, we'll get back to this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are talking with Andrew. Andrew, you're talking with folks, young women, about guys and dating and being addicted to pornography. And you say, you used to say, well, just move on, but now you think everybody has the problems. What is the specific question for us that we could help you with?
So, I mean, like I say, I used to just tell them, just walk away from this guy. Don't try and fix him. It's not your job. And now it seems like it's such a ubiquitous problem among young men. And, you know, you meet these guys, it's like, this is a really good kid. But then you find out, you know, he's got this addiction, or at least he's involved. And I, like I say, I used to just tell the girls just walk away, and now it's like if you tell them that, they're never going to find a guy. So,
well, I don't.
Maybe I should just
okay. So, I think
they're asking me, you know, what should I do? And I'm saying, I don't know.
Well, I think it would be sad for you to for the answer to now go to. Well, since all the guys are doing it, just go ahead and move. forward.
Just lower your standards.
Well,
but how about this? How about this answer? Well, you know, I'm really glad I asked how you're doing in the area of pornography. And thank you for being honest and telling me that it really is a part of your life, because it's a big problem for me, and it's going to be a big problem for you. So here's what I suggest, either for your sake, our sake, or the sake of someone that you really end up with. How about you read Every Young Man's Battle? Or how about we read it together? And let's see if that has an impact on your thinking, because you might not be aware that I don't want to be objectified ever by a man. I want to be seen as a whole woman. And I also know that it's a dead-end street. So just because everybody's into it and it's kind of normal doesn't mean it's right. Am I worth it to you for you to do a little extra work with me on something that will benefit you for the rest of your life? If the answer is no, you have to tell that person to move on. There's no,
right, because
there's no good news there.
Right. If they're not willing to work on something that's a problem for her, then how many other things will they not be willing to work on?
And,
right?
You know,
what I see here is the some of the a lot of these young women need something to instill the courage in them to be that direct.
Yeah, because that takes
and
a lot of courage.
Well, you know, but that's a totally different issue
18,
than that's a yeah. different issue than well, since so many guys are involved with this, should I still be telling them walk away? Well, you don't have to tell them to walk away, but you don't want to be telling them to walk right into a mess. You know?
And so, Andrew, your role, do you mind me asking, pastor, mentor, boss, what's your role with these girls?
You know, it's crazy. I don't know. I really don't understand how this all came to be, but my wife says I collect girls like some guys collect stray cats.
Okay.
She finds it amusing. They just walk up to me practically, or they beg me, you know, oh, could I work for you? And then some of the parents have heard, you know, and then they want their daughters to work for me. And then
So you're a good guy it's kind of protective.
I find it terrifying. Okay.
Okay.
And I had a father get in my face. I think it was just not long after I called you guys years ago, because I was complaining about it because I had a very difficult girl show up and she was really scaring me. I mean, I was terrified, actually. And and he just got right in my face, and he said, haven't you figured out by now that God has a ministry for you with these girls? And I got pretty mad at him and kind of told him off. And, of course, you know, his daughters have worked for me for 4 years, so I guess he felt like he knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
So, Andrew, how about
he has...
Oh. Okay, I was going to...
Anyway, he has continued to encourage me, and his daughters continued to work for years, and other girls have come back and said,
"You made a difference.
Thank you so much for working me, even though I was, you know, such a mess, and I think you saved my life."
Okay, so we're just going to assume that that's all real healthy and good. Okay.
Right, so Andrew, I wonder if you might be kind of heading into a ministry for young men. And have, you know, what if these guys were either directed to you so that you could have a conversation with them, right? Like
maybe. I've had young men work for me, and they never stay. There's never a connection.
So here's the other thing. Yes, that's true. So here's the other thing. It might be a good idea for you to find some resources to plug these young men into. So, you know, when the girls run into them and they have this problem, they can say, you know, will you come with me to talk to someone, right?
Yeah.
Instead of if they don't have the courage to confront. But then directing to, you know, to a recovery group, if they're in high school, you know, a lot of times in local churches they have groups where they're talking about these issues because it's so prevalent now. You know, the books that we offer, you know, someone that will help give them some resources and come alongside, like you're coming alongside the girls.
But I think the answer to your question is not to back down on the standard, but to help them have a response that stands the test of time, which is, you know, you have an opportunity to test the character and the level of dedication that that person has for you now and in the future. And if they don't pass that test, You know, God hasn't forgotten you. It's not over. It might take a little longer to find a quality person.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great thing when a young woman says, it matters enough to me to not date you until you get that problem taken care
yeah.
of. I think that's the thing we're looking for here. That's the goal.
And,
all right, 1-800. Yeah, go ahead, Jill.
Oh, sorry. One more thing. Andrew, I would have them role play with you. You be
yeah.
the guy and have them practice saying it. Give them the courage. Give them, help them to find their voices about this issue.
And just one final caution. Be sure that all that you do, you've got a wife that is involved
yep.
and she is approving of it and thinks it's great and you're healthy and that you stay healthy. And if you ever come across any kind of temptation or something, you're going to go get that dealt with. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. Let me send you a copy of Every Young Man's Battle. I hope you like that. And Worthy of Her Trust, I'll send that. That'll help you with those guys. I really hope you'll start talking to some of those guys. All right, let's talk to Marty from San Francisco, California. KFAX is the station. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on with you today?
Hello?
Yeah, we're right here.
Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you quite often when I take my break and I go on my lunch hour. I have you, the station, on my car, so I listen in. So,
Thank you.
This is what I'm questioning. For some reason, I am a people pleaser. I am afraid of ridicule and rejection. I feel like it's a stronghold over me because I'm so fearful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overcome with fear, and I don't know why I fear people. I become very, I would call myself useless. It makes me useless for the kingdom of God because I buckle at my knees when I have to stand up about something, and I'm the only one. I'm so fearful. I'm afraid of, I guess, like I said, I'm a people pleaser, and I'm thinking, but why are you like this? As I get older, I'm 61 years old, and I'm thinking, come on, Marty. You know, the kingdom of God, you're going to, who knows when the Lord's going to call you? What are you going to say to the Lord? You did nothing because you were afraid? It's just,
I don't know.
I just, it's so.
It's painful.
Painful.
It's painful, Marty, right? Because you're right. It is a stronghold. You end up in bondage to that. And so then that people pleasing is you're serving people. Right? Hoping that they'll like you and approve of you. And have you experienced?
Exactly.
I mean, most people in life experience different forms of rejection. We all do that. Nobody likes rejection. Not everybody is paralyzed by it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, thinking about those times when you experienced rejection and what happened, or what if they reject you? What if they reject you? Then what?
Mm-hmm.
How would that be for you?
I guess I'm just afraid of fear. I'm afraid to say that I'm a chicken, but, you know, like, for instance, I'll use an example. At my place of employment, I happen to work for a church, and there's a lot of gossip, unfortunately, within the Christian group. And I know where it's...
Hold on. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was truly blessed by this conference. What I liked was that it addressed so many issues.
Join us for the 12 Steps to Happier Conference at Mariners Church, Saturday, October 5th. This one-day conference will cover topics such as mental health in the church, the impact of trauma, disappointment, and pain, how isolation has become normal, relationships that hurt, and relationships that heal, deal breaker issues, and much, much more.
I love the style of the short lectures with the different speakers. It was very effective.
I love all the wisdom and information about the issues. Solid facts and substance is needed to combat the lies we deal with.
I wish I understood years ago what you were presenting today. Everyone needs to be here.
If you want to move from the pain and struggles of the past towards a healthy, happier future, the 12 Steps to Happier Conference is for you. Register by September 22nd for the early bird discount. For more information, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back.
Well, we really feel for you, Marty.
Yeah.
And to say the least or the obvious, you obviously are an introvert, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's
so it's a
now,
bit
first of all, let's just
anxiety.
Say that the reason that is a name is because a lot of people are introverts. I am an introvert. When I'm with people, I love being with people, actually, but it really takes it out of me. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't. Some people, when they're with others, you know, they're just, oh boy, it just fills them up. But I have to take a little break sometimes. You know, okay.
Yes.
So there's no shame in being an introvert.
Right.
Now, let me tell you about courage. Courage is being willing and then doing whatever needs to be done when it needs to be done, no matter the consequence. So a courageous person doesn't say, ooh, I'm not going to help that person because I might get hurt. I just go help them anyway. You know, if the house is on fire, the courageous person, they run in there because that's what needs to be done. All right, now, you're not on fire, but you're drowning. And you're alone. And you're afraid.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to get beyond this without two things. And I want Jill to talk to you about this one part. You need some insight into how and why this is, and then you have to do the most uncomfortable thing that you can imagine doing to save your own self from drowning. So you're going to have to say, I must save myself from drowning. I must do the most painful thing I can imagine. I have to risk being rejected because I'm alone anyway. If I get rejected, I'm going to be alone. Now, here's what happens when we are courageous for ourselves. Every time we're courageous, we get better at doing it.
Yeah.
And then life gets better.
It takes practice.
So, now, but sometimes the courage comes from having a little insight. So, Jill, let's talk about where this might have come from.
Okay, first of all, just to add on to what Steve is saying, I think that, you know, fear is something that we don't want to be our ruler, and I know you know this. So knowing, you know, that everybody is afraid, adults are afraid, but it's to be afraid, but still to do it. And that's kind of what Steve is saying. Now, if you get so paralyzed and terrified that you can't even move, you can't take a step, that's telling you that there's something more going on. Something that, you know, clicked for you, excuse me, in your brain and in your being when that first happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be important to, you know, get with like a therapist to help you because that's also a good safe place to practice. But to go back and to remember, and maybe you even remember now, the first time you had that experience of feeling rejected or humiliated, like that people weren't going to like you, whatever the feelings were for you in that.
Are you able to get in touch with that? Do you know what that is, or does that need a little exploration there? Why it would be more overwhelming for you than someone else?
I thought about that. I thought, you know, something must have happened, Marty, when you were growing up or something that really traumatized you.
Right.
Or it was just, this is your safety, You want to be in this little cocoon of safety. So if it's going to hurt me, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not, and I pass up opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to get the answer to that by Googling it, right? But you know what? Sometimes when people go on a little research project for their own sake, they talk to some people who were there, a parent, a brother, a sister, a friend, and said, oh, surely you remember that time. And so I would do that. I would, anybody that was with you or knows something about your growing up years, see if they have any hints for you as to why it has become so overwhelming.
Well, right, and someone where you can take the time to really explore that and you know, dig a little deeper. It's like the first time someone has a panic attack, if you have panic attacks, people start avoiding the places in which where they had the panic attack. This is like what you're doing. The first time you had these feelings, the connection you made was something that this was so horrible and terrible and meant something horrible about you. See, I think there's a part of us that in our fear that others are going to reject us, we think they might be right.
Yeah.
That there's something about us that we're not okay with.
I am going to see if there's any way we could get you to finding
freedom. Oh, that would be so good.
This weekend.
Because that'd be great,
it would
Marty.
Really help you so much. And this is the kind of thing that we're going to be dealing with at Finding Freedom. I'm also going to send you the Emotional Freedom Workbook, which will help you with that fear. It's a very, very powerful workbook. Four different things are dealt with there. Anybody else can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But please, hang on the line. Let's see if we can get a scholarship or anything to help you with this. And if you're struggling with anxiety and introversion to the extreme, you're going to be listening to an introvert talk to you about how do we get over these very things. Now, before we go, I want to be sure that you know it is Finding Freedom, Dallas, Texas. It starts on Friday, ends on Sunday, and there's still room. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If finances are a problem, we'll find a way. I think we can. The other thing I want to mention to you is that you don't have to need a workshop. We might have a lot of different counselors that could help you deal with whatever it is you're struggling with. I want to also mention this, that the movie Overcomer has really moved a lot of people. I continue to hear great comments about it. It's still in theaters, and this is one of the Kendrick Brothers movies. And this one is fantastic. You know, Priscilla Shire and Sherry Rigby and Cameron Arnett, a lot of great, great folks are in this. And it's really a very wonderful, wonderful, well-done, beautifully acted, and brilliant movie. And we love being a sponsor of that movie. So give it a look. If you haven't, see it in the theaters. It's much more beautiful there than at home. And then also, please, if you can help us, do. You know, there's an auction that'll go on Monday. You could help us by a gift of any amount today. And I'll send you this brand new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. I love editing Bibles, creating study Bibles, but this is for the youngsters, 8 to 12, to get them involved in learning about biblical characters. The idea was Solomon's. He knew so much about Greece and Greek mythology. He said to me one day, Dad, why isn't there a book that helps guys like me know as much about the Bible and the biblical characters as I know about Greek mythology and those false gods? And here it is. Marcus Brotherton helped, and the illustrations are great. It's our way of saying thank you for joining us and in giving and letting us help others. You're our partner, and that's our way of saying thank you. Also, Every Man's Battle is October the 4th in D.C., and October the 5th is 12 Steps to Happier That's in Irvine, California. And then our amazing Intimacy in Marriage is going to be right in the heart of the country on the 25th of October, Columbus, Ohio. If you want to join us on the next radio program, right now it's 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us on a river cruise, go to 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We're doing that in 2020. You need to sign up today. We love you. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Miss Wisdom 2019. And see you next time.
By giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.